Welcome back to the daily OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Sheni, the 18th day of the month of Elul. I hope you are having a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Thank you to our fantastic and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, and we always appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Daniel Nazari, Mora d'Asra of Congregation Beth Rambam in Houston, Texas, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Nazari slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Nazari to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Nazari.
Thank you very much, Naftali. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share words of the Divrei Torah. I'd like at this moment to really thank the OU for their unwavering support of the Houston Jewish community in times of trouble and challenge. The OU has always been there for us. And so thank you very much for what you do for the Jewish people. Sephardic communities throughout the world started saying Salichot in the month of Elul. And Ashkenazim will begin this Motzei Shabbat. And if you analyze the Salichot prayer that we say, the crux is really about the Yud Gimel Midot Shel Rachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy that was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu when he was at Mount Sinai. And through them, he achieved atonement for the Jewish people. And the famous prayer we all sing together, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Nachum V'Chanun. Rabbeinu Bachya writes about this prayer, that of a person who says it with kavana amuka, with tremendous focus, tefilato ena chozeret rekam. This prayer will not return empty-handed. It will be answered. Question is, what's the power of this prayer? What's unique about this prayer? There's a fascinating midrash in Yalkut Shemuni. The midrash teaches our sages that when Moses was in heaven, God showed him the storehouses of reward designated, set aside for the righteous. He says, you see this storehouse over here? This one is for notnei tzedakah, those who give charity. And this one, those who take care for the orphans and the widows. This one is for those who dedicate their lives to Torah. Moshe turns around and asks him, what's this one for? He says, that one is for people who have absolutely nothing. You have absolutely nothing. Why is there reward set aside for you? So if you look at the prayer, before we say, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun, we say an introduction. And we say, Kemo Shehodata Le'anav Mikedem. As you taught this prayer, you let it be known, Le'anav, to the humble one Mikedem from before. And who is that referring to? Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses. But the question is, why is that the way we refer to him? Why not just say, like you taught it to Moshe? See, the message that it's giving us is the reason why the secret of this tefillah and this prayer was revealed to Moshe was because he was the most humble person to ever live on the face of the earth. Because of his humility, he was granted this prayer. See, when we stand before our Creator during the month of Elul, Salichot, and on Yom Kippur, when we repeat this 26 times, we stand before our God as children, beseeching the Father. And we say, God, we don't have anything. We don't have anything to offer. We haven't been the best we can be. We stand before you as children, give it to us for free. That's all we have. So if you look at the introduction of the Salichot, we start with a piyut, with a poem. And the poem says, Lecha Hashem HaTzedakah, Velanu Boshet HaPanim. To you, God, is righteousness, ולנו אז לבושת הפנים, וזה אומר שם אין אמברשמנט. It says, כדלים וחלשים דפחנו לדעתך. Like paupers, we come banging on your door. We don't have anything to offer God. We come to you as children, to a father, with humility. Please grant our wishes. If a person can approach this prayer like that, like Moshe Rabbeinu, for him, that storehouse, for people who have nothing, he merits that storehouse. And that's the power of this tefillah. And the message for us is to be, in a sense, like Moshe Rabbeinu. If we approach each other, one another with humility, with kindness, and we stand before God in prayer in the same fashion, we merit the zechut, the merit of this prayer, and it'll be a protection for us and our family. And God willing, b'zat Hashem, all of us will have a ketiva v'chatima tova, and a shana tova u'borechet, a blessed and beautiful year. I'll begin reciting of the Tehillim. We're beginning on chapter Perek Chaf, that's chapter 20. Lam natayah mizmor le'David ya'achad unai de'yom tzara yisagilcha asher elohei ya'akom yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka yizkor kol minchotecha ve'olatecha yidash nesela yiten lecha chilvavecha v'chol atzatecha yimale teranena v'yishuatecha u'shem eloheinu nigdol yimale adonai kol mishalotecha ata al yadati כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבולות ישע ימינו, אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתודד, אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ביום קורנו. פרק כ"ג, chapter 23. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא יחסר, בנות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני, נפשי ישובב, יענכני מעברת צדק, למען שמו, גם כי אלך בגט על מוות, לא ירא רע, כי אתה עם אבי, שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני, תערוך לפני שולחן. נגד צורדיי, ניסנת בשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה, אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. תהילים, פרק קכ"א, chapter 121. שיר למעלות, אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מעם אדוני. עושה שמיים בארץ, אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומרך, הנה לא ינום ולא יישן, שומר ישראל, אדוני שומרך, אדוני סלדך עד יד ימיניך, יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור, תתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. And chapter 130, Tehillim Kof Lamed. Shir ha-ma'alot, yim-a'amakim, kera-ticha Adonai, Adonai shima'a bekoli, yiena oznecha kashuvot, bekol tachanunai, yim avonot ishmorya, Adonai mi-ya'amod, ki necha ha-selicha, leman tibare, ki Adonai kiveta nafshi, ונדברו אוכלתי נפשי לאדוני, ושומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, יעים אדוני החסר, והרבה מופדות, והוא יבדת ישראל מכל אמונותיו. מי שברך ולחולים, מי שברך אבותינו כמוסים ותמרים, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון ושמו, הוא יברך ודפה. את כל חולי עמו ישראל, ובכללם יברך וירפא. בעבור שייתן צדקה בעבורו, יתחרזה הקדוש ברוך הוא, אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויותקיהם יתני לרווחה, ובאפלה לאורה, ומשיפור לגולה, השתה והאכלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Masri. As we segue into the next portion of our call, how are you, your family, and community doing?
Baruch Hashem, thank God, we're doing great. Family is doing great. Community, all things considered, is doing very well. And surprisingly enough, amidst this pandemic, people still moving to Houston. So we have an influx of families this summer. Yeah.
Chassid Hashem, Houston and is a wonderful community. I had the merit to visit it a number of years ago. You were certainly all on my mind and on many people's minds a couple of weeks ago when Hurricane Laura looked like it could be headed that way. But Baruch Hashem, it took a turn and thankfully was not nearly as destructive as it made its way right up the border between Texas and Louisiana, made its way northeast. But our minds, similar, I'm in Florida, so like-minded, we are similar when it comes to this time of the year, always thinking about hurricane season, and hopefully in the session will be a quiet season.
Amen.
So
Amen.
To get us started, for our listeners, though, who may not be as familiar with your shul, with your community, would it be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Sure. So we're in our neighborhood in here in Houston, there are four shuls, and us, we're a Sephardic shul. There's Young Israel, there's a small shtibul, there's a Chabad across the road. So our shul is unique. We've got about 150 families, really all kinds of Jews from all parts of the world, all kinds of Sephardic, even Ashkenazi Jews, and all levels of observance. And what's unique, we all come together and daven under one shul, one umbrella. So it's really a beautiful community. Unfortunately, this pandemic, you know, we have Shabbos meals together, and we get together all kinds of activities and occasions, and that's one of the struggles of you know, this time where we can't really get together anymore. So find unique ways of keeping the community together.
Amazing. The next question I'm going to share with you, and you know, our callers, our listeners have probably heard me ask the same question now for maybe 2 months, and it could be it's getting repetitive, but we've heard so many beautiful responses and answers from Achdus, the growth, whatever it might be. But to me, and I'm going to continue to ask this question to our Rabbanim, to our rabbis each day, because it's something I think about a lot, and I know many do as well. The world's changed so much, and I'm thrilled to hear that, you know, that despite everything happening, people are still moving to different communities. You just shared with us, people are still moving into the community. It's unbelievable. And we think about all the different changes, and we know that with the challenge comes opportunity. And I've been thinking in my own shul here in Boca Raton, wondering, thinking, you know, what changes are we going to adopt? What are we going to take with us as we look towards what we hope will be a better new normal? And so the question for you is, when we think about communal changes to your shul, to your community, or for really for Klal Yisrael, for the Jewish community overall, what communal changes do you anticipate as we look forward to more positive things?
So clearly the floodgates of chesed have opened up for people out there helping each other. You know, people who can't go out, high risk, and bring them food, and people who have lost jobs and community steps up to help them, you know, give them tzedakah. But in general, we've shown, I think, a tremendous ability to adapt to all kinds of situations, you know, resiliency. No matter what, you know, Hashem throws our way, and we're able to adapt. And I think for us, as a message for El, coming into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is, you know, we're always thinking about change, and we have such a hard time changing because we're fixed in our ways. And I think, if anything, this pandemic showed us that we have an ability to really change. Who would have dreamed we're going to walk around with a mask on our face? And distance and not say hello to each other. And you know, we manage, we learn to adapt to new situations. I think it's a message for us that we can become even a greater people and a greater community throughout the world and really change and become better because we've shown that ability. We can really adapt.
I would agree.
Powerful message. Then.
Yeah, and I think it's been a powerful one, and I think it's very impactful, and it's a beautiful one in terms of the Gemilas Chassad and the sensitivity and empathy that so many of our community have had, you know, thinking beyond ourselves and thinking of others. And I hope it's not a flash in the pan. And obviously it's something that we've seen with sustainability over the last few months, but I hope it's something that we'll continue to see, continue to grow over the months and the years to come. Last one for you. We're less, minus 2 weeks until Rosh Hashanah. I'm sure your life and leadership in your community has been very, very busy over the last few months especially. But now as we really get to crunch time, as we get ready for Rosh Hashanah, what's the plan for the shul, for the tibor? Will you be having minyanim indoors and outdoors? Will there be multiple minyanim? And what's the plan for those who unfortunately will not be able to make it to the Beit Knesset this year, to enable and help them be able to still feel like they're part of the shul, part of the community in terms of shofar blowing and any other things?
Yeah, so that's one of the challenges. So what we're doing here is actually having multiple minyanim. Usually in Rosh Hashanah Kippur, we only have one large minyan. We're having early and possibly a third minyan. We're going to add depending on the requests that come in. We have an infectious disease doctor who came down and walked the space with us and showed us exactly what to do and to keep the community safe and people feel comfortable coming. Those who can come, we're actually, the community is still making simanim, the simanim that we, you know, Rosh Hashanah, sending out to the whole community. So those who can come, at least feel a part and you know, they're part of the show. And we'll have shofar blowing and, you know, a different community arranged, not just us, but the whole Houston community at different corners. Have people blowing shofar so people can, you know, step outside their house or open the window and be able to hear the shofar in the area.
Truly amazing. So, Mazri, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillos, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Noach Peled of Kehillat Mikdash Melech of North Miami Beach. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.